and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday. I'm Richard Jones. And first off, following on from our news item yesterday about sheep electronic identification, here's Bob Carruth from NFU Scotland's headquarters.
I think we thought we had it done and dusted and that we're going to have a system up and running here in Scotland that everybody could live with. But the Commission suggested that, you know, they would only accept anyone implementing sheep EID if it was 100% accurate. And, you know, given problems with tag retention, given problems with the chips and the Scottish system of keeping sheep, the reality is you're never going to have 100% accuracy.
Well, Richard Lockhead had talks, didn't he,
yesterday?
Yeah,
Lockhead was out and Jim Pace were out in Brussels yesterday meeting with Commissioner Daly. And the mood music is that it was constructive. There's a dialogue ongoing, and that DEFRA are expected to go back to the Commission in the next couple of weeks. Yeah, it's more encouraging than it was a few weeks ago.
And that's something that will affect every sheep farmer, not only in Scotland, but right across the UK. But while I was on the line to Bob, we got talking about pop star Morrissey, of all people.
Morrissey is a fairly controversial figure within the pop world, fairly well known for his views with regard to vegetarianism, and on tour in the coming week, and he's asked that the venues that he attends don't have meat on the menu.
Well, that's a bit drastic, isn't it? How's that gone down with the farming population?
I suspect within the farming population, given that Scotland is largely livestock dominated, there'll be a few raised eyebrows and a few raised hackles, but, you know, we're looking at it in a positive manner because, you know, Scotland has a great fruit and vegetable story to tell. It's an industry that's growing. It's now worth more than £240 million to the Scottish economy. So what we've done today is try and get in touch with Morrissey and say, look, you know, here's an opportunity to go out and promote Scottish fruit and veg, support local producers. The figures say, you know, 97% of people still include meat in some form in their diet. But there are a proportion who choose to be vegetarian. And the good news for them is, you know, we have a fantastic array of fruit and veg available in Scotland.
So there you go. Morrissey, a bit like Marmite. But love him or otherwise, he does draw the crowds. And let's hope he does take note and promote our soft fruit industry. After all, these guys had a hard time in the storms a few weeks ago, and they need all the help they can get. But that's it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.